As I sat by my window last evening, the letterman brought it to me, a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. I knew that the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. The first thing that they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, such that work up a fine stomach ache. That would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, and we couldn't get none of it loose, till Murphy came in with a hatchet, and Kelly came in with a saw. That cake was enough, be the powers above, for to paralyze any man's jaw. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she flipped over Flanagan's brogans, and she spilt the home brew in her tay. "Ay, Gilhooly," she says, "you're not eaten. Try a little bit more for me sake." "Oh, no, Miss Fogarty," then says I, "for I've had quite enough of your cake." There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, such that work up a fine stomach ache. That would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney, he took with the colic. O'Donnell's a pain in his head. McNaughton lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. And everyone swore they were poisoned just from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, such that work up a fine stomach ache. That could kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.